hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's kick off with some of the highlights from the weekend in European club football. In Spain, Barcelona made a winning start to its La Liga campaign with a 2-0 victory over visiting Real Betis. It was an emotional night in Barcelona, where the Spanish giants were playing for the first time since last week's deadly terrorist attack in the city. Players had the word Barcelona instead of their names on the back of their shirts and a Catalan hashtag that translates "We are all Barcelona" was on display around Barça's stadium. An own goal by Real Betis's Romanian defender Alin Tosca and a first-half strike by Sergi Roberto accounted for the final 2-0 scoreline. Meanwhile, there were moments of silence held before the other two La Liga matches on Sunday to honor the victims in the terrorist attack. Welsh star Gareth Bale scored one goal and set up another to lead reigning European champion Real Madrid to a 3-0 road victory over Deportivo La Coruña. Madrid played without their suspended Portuguese star Cristiano Ronaldo. And Athletic Bilbao played to a scoreless draw with Getafe. In France, Paris Saint-Germain's new boy, Neymar, was in unstoppable form in his home debut. The Brazilian star scored twice and played a role in the other four goals as PSG routed Toulouse 6-2. Now, Neymar saved his best for last, bringing the Parc des Princes crowd to its feet with a wonderful solo goal in injury time. Neymar dribbled through a forest of bewildered Toulouse defenders, changing direction and rolling the ball off both feet before calmly stroking the ball home. In England, defending Premier League champion Chelsea picked up its first win of the season, a 2-1 win at Tottenham after a tough couple of weeks. A defeat to Arsenal in the Community Shield at Wembley Stadium was followed by a surprise loss to Burnley in Chelsea's opening Premier League match. But Chelsea fans, players, and manager Antonio Conte, they were all smiling after two goals from the Spaniard Marcos Alonso lifted the Blues to victory. So Chelsea now has 3 points from two matches in the EPL standings. Manchester United, Huddersfield, and West Brom all have the maximum 6 points after winning their first two matches. Manchester City is at home against Everton later Monday evening, and both of those clubs have 3 points from one match. So Man City and Everton will try to keep up the early season pace. Now, Man U might be the team to beat this EPL season after back-to-back 4-0 wins. And let's give a sunny side of sports salute to Man U's 23-year-old Ivorian center back, Eric Bailly, who scored his first goal for the club over the weekend in their 4-0 victory over Swansea. Meanwhile, Senegalese star Sadio Mane scored for Liverpool in the 73rd minute in their 1-0 victory over visiting Crystal Palace. Now let's go to Germany, and let's give another sunny side of sports salute to Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, Borussia Dortmund's Gabonese striker, and the 2015 African Footballer of the Year. Aubameyang converted a sweet pass from 18-year-old American Christian Pulisic, tapping home the third and final goal in Dortmund's 3-0 win at Wolfsburg. It was Aubameyang's first goal of the Bundesliga season. Our Voice of America football fans will remember Aubameyang was last season's top scorer in Germany's Bundesliga with 31 goals in 32 matches. Pulisic, meanwhile, is rapidly becoming the bright new face of American soccer. Pulisic, so young. I don't know. I don't even know if he has stubble on that young chin of his. Pulisic also scored in the 22nd minute of that match for his sixth career Bundesliga goal. Also in Germany, Ghanaian midfielder Kevin Prince-Boateng made his debut for Eintracht Frankfurt, coming off the bench for the final 25 minutes of a goalless draw at Freiburg. The 30-year-old Boateng moved to Frankfurt last week from the Spanish club Las Palmas. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
This is The Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Voice of America.
Joining us now with a package of African women's basketball and African football news is reporter Samson Omale. Good evening, Samson.
Good evening to you, Sonny. We begin with the results from the second and final leg of matches in the 2018 African Nations Championship played across various venues on the continent this past weekend. Defending champions DR Congo failed to qualify for the Total African Cup of Nations. The Leopards were unable to make it 5 out of 5 wins after a 1-1 draw at home against Congo in Kinshasa. We saw them miss out on qualification. It is the first time that the Leopards winners in 2009 and 2016 have failed to reach the finals of the competition, and they are by far the most successful after two trials, with neighbors Congo serving their nemesis. Congo's elimination of the holders count as the biggest shock of the final round. Elsewhere, second half strikes from Amer Ngoji and Raphael Boli was all Cameroon needed in Limbe to complete a double over Sao Tome and Principe and advance 4-0 on aggregate. In Luanda, Alex Masunguna's 61 minutes strike gave Angola a long goal victory over Madagascar, with the former progressing to the finals 1-0 on aggregate. It is the first time after 2011 and 2016 that the Palancas Negras have reached the final tournament. Cote d'Ivoire and Nigeria confirmed their places for next year's finals after beating Niger and Benin 1-0 and 2-0 respectively. The Ivorians, host of the maiden edition and bronze winners last year in Rwanda, advanced on the away goal rule after a 2-2 tie on aggregate, while Nigeria edged neighbors Benin 2-1 on aggregate. Staying with results from Chan, Sudan defeated Ethiopia 1-0 in the 2018 African Nations Championship qualifiers on Saturday. As a result, the Falcons of Jedeni qualified for the 2018 Chan finals after winning the tightly contested tie 2-1 on aggregate. Zambia defeated South Africa 2-0 at 11 Wanawasa Stadium in Ndola on Saturday to qualify for the Chan tournament. And after a draw with Algeria 1-1 on Friday at the Taib Meri Stadium in Tunisia, Libya qualified for the 2018 African Nations Championship in Kenya.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Ananto Basketball. Nigeria became the first country to qualify for the FIBA Women's AfroBasket 2017 quarterfinals following their win over Egypt on Sunday in Bamako, Mali. This brings Nigeria's win ratio to 3-0 at a biennial continental competition that has attracted 12 teams, the best in Africa. Nigeria are firmly on top of Group B with 6 points, but still have to play against Guinea and reigning champions Senegal. And Jeferina Diawara sunk a game high of 18 points to guide Cote d'Ivoire to a 57-54 win over Cameroon on Saturday at the Palace des Sports Salamato Mwenga in Bamako, Mali. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
The Voice of America, VOA.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
Hey, g'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the sunny side of sports right here on The Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoje here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brilafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Well, first and foremost, I gotta thank God for blessing me with the victory. But it feels great. It feels, man, like a dream come true. I'd like to thank everybody that came out. I'd like to thank Nebraska, America. I did this for all of us.
That's American Terrence Bud Crawford, pro boxing's undisputed champion at 140 pounds. That's the junior welterweight category. In a world title unification fight over the weekend in Lincoln, Nebraska, Crawford knocked out Namibia's Julius Ndongo in the third round with a vicious body shot that sent Ndongo immediately to the canvas. It was the first loss of the 34-year-old Ndongo's prize-fighting career after 22 consecutive wins. But Ndongo, the blue machine from Namibia, had never faced anyone the caliber of Crawford, who is now being described as one of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world today. Speaking after his humbling defeat, Julius Ndongo said, and I quote, "I didn't lose to just anyone. I lost to clearly one of the best. I'll be back." For his part, 29-year-old Terrence Bud Crawford remains unbeaten with his 32nd straight victory, 23 of them by knockout. Bud talks about the crippling blows that finished off Ndongo.
Oh, man, we've been practicing on body shots all camp. It's been a rough, tough camp. And everything that we worked on in camp, it came out today in the fight.
Terrence Crawford is not expected to be the king of the junior welterweight division for much longer. more than a few boxing analysts, including our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moueta, think Crawford will be moving up to the welterweight class. For now, though, here's what Bud has planned.
Well, I'm going fishing next, and then I'm going to rest up with my family, and then my coaches and my managers, they're going to see what's next for me.
That's Terrence Crawford of the USA, pro boxing's undisputed world junior welterweight champion. Elsewhere in pro boxing, the hype promises to be heavy in Vegas this week as Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor continue to promote their August 26th showdown. Longtime boxing promoter Bob Arum says he doesn't consider Mayweather's bout against the Irishman McGregor, a popular mixed martial arts fighter, as part of boxing. In Arum's words, you got to take Mayweather and McGregor for what it is, a spectacle. Arum says the fight will probably do well on pay-per-view, but knowledgeable fight fans realize that it's not a true boxing contest. The undefeated 40-year-old Mayweather last fought almost 2 years ago. He came out of retirement to take on McGregor, who was making his pro boxing debut. Mayweather took a break from his training to talk with reporters about the mega fight.
What do you not realize? When it's something of this magnitude, we know this is not just a fight. This is an event. You know, it's a billion-dollar fight. It's an event. And I think we both, you know, owe the fans as well as the public, everyone that's tuning in, I think that we both should give them excitement.
That's Floyd Mayweather speaking with reporters in Las Vegas, Nevada, where he'll fight Conor McGregor on August 26th.
Keep on sunny side, always on sunny side. Keep on sunny side of life. It'll help us every day. It'll brighten all our ways when we keep on sunny side of life.
Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA News Feeds. VOAnews.com.
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOAsunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOAsunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
Our Voice of America listeners can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is @VOAsunnySports. Joining us once again here in Studio 22 is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Good to be here with you.
Welcome back, Andrew. What's trending on this Monday?
Well, we'll start with the big story here in the U.S., the solar eclipse stretching across the country, coast to coast. It's the first time in nearly 100 years that we've had eclipse stretch across the country, and social media is having a lot of fun with that, including with sports. This hashtag sports eclipse is trending.
Okay.
People posting a lot of GIFs and videos of instances where players are maybe giving a post-game interview, and all of a sudden another player pops up in front of them, because of course in the eclipse the moon moves in front of the sun, which blocks it from view. So a lot of people having a little fun with that and taking a little sports angle with the solar eclipse.
Andrew, we can't let the eclipse the birthday of the Jamaican star, Lightning Bolt. Usain Bolt, 31 years old today. Happy birthday to the Lightning Bolt, who is retiring from athletics after a great, great career. What else is trending, Andrew?
Well, speaking of great people in athletics and running their last races, Mo Farah running his final race on British soil, winning the 3,000 meter at the Diamond League competition in Birmingham. Lots of people congratulating him on that, saying it's a fitting way to end his career racing in Britain. He's going to be missed by fans for sure, but a nice win for him there. So congrats to him and to Usain Bolt. Lots of good athletic stories today.
Two of the big stars in athletics. What else is trending out there, Andrew?
Well, we talked about last week after the horrific terror attack in Barcelona that a lot of the teams, including FC Barcelona, reaching out and holding moments of silence and other ways to honor the victims. Well, this weekend, as Barca had their first match since that terror attack, they held a moment of silence before that match against Real Betis. And then I thought this was a great way to honor the city. They did not have any of the players' names on their jerseys. Instead of their names, it just said Barcelona on the back of every single jersey. And I thought that was very fitting with that hashtag we've seen that they've been using, Tot Som Barcelona, which means we are all Barcelona.
We are all Barcelona.
We are all Barcelona. So literally, they were all Barcelona there on that match. It was really nice to see that.
Nice touch. And I think throughout La Liga over the weekend, they held those moments of silence to honor the victims.
They did, and a lot of teams were also sporting those black armbands that we've seen, including Paris Saint-Germain. Now, that was a particular note for people because, of course, Neymar went from Barca to PSG very recently, caused a lot of consternation among Barca fans. Even though he's not with the team anymore, not in the city anymore, Neymar got very emotional. He was crying before the match after that moment of silence. So fans taking note of that on social media and putting aside all of the acrimony and anger over his move, it shows that Neymar is a true class act. He's getting a lot of praise after that move, saying that he really does care for Barcelona. And B, as we've talked about when we have these world events, there are things that are more important than sports sometimes. And this was one of those instances where we saw that on display in La Liga, display with these players, that even though they're fierce competitors, they love the game, that's their livelihood, sometimes there are things more important. They take some pause to do that. So a lot of praise for them for doing that and recognizing that.
And we'll give let's give a quick shout out to Neymar, Andrew, off to a sensational start with PSG. C'est magnifique, I guess they're saying there in the French capital.
Merveilleux, as the French would say. My high school and limited college French will get me that as far as that. But no, he's a lot of fans, again, as we talked about, just as fans were upset to see him leave Barca and excited to see him go to PSG, it's even more so now that he's having such a tremendous start.
What else is trending out there, Andrew?
Well, Sonny, we talk about on the show pretty regularly these amazing plays or catches or goals or what have you that happen, and they become these social media moments. But it's often in the pro leagues, not often in the junior leagues with little league baseball, but that's what we saw over the weekend. It's a player by the name of Jack Regany. He's a junior league baseball player from Kennett Unionville, which is in Pennsylvania in the U.S., playing in the Junior League World Series Championship. Playing in the outfield, when a player on the opposing team, Chinese Taipei, hits a ball deep into the outfield, Regany runs to the warning trap, jumps to catch the ball. In the process, he flips over the fence in the outfield, basically dives over. It looks like he's almost doing a high jump kind of over the fence, and he catches the ball. People are saying this is the greatest baseball catch they have ever seen. Forget that it's not in the pros. Even though it's the junior league, this is the greatest catch. He really runs at the wall, jumps over it, makes the catch. But some controversy, Sonny, because initially the umpires call the ball a home run. They say that he was over the wall, he didn't make the catch in time. Fans did not like that. After some deliberation, however, they come back, they say, nope, it's an out, he gets the out. And fans are saying now that if he can play that well as a junior, imagine what he can do if he makes it to the major leagues. So remember that name, Jack Regany. We might see him in the pros yet. And even if we don't, perhaps the best catch in baseball ever.
A player to watch for sure, Andrew.
Yes.
Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks very much, Sonny.
And that wraps up the August 21st edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to producer Kwame Ofori. Thanks also to VOA engineer Misha Dubinsky. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Famine Early Warning Systems Network, or FuseNet, a U.S. government-funded provider of information and analysis on food insecurity, is signaling that the hunger and nutrition situation in southeastern Ethiopia is deteriorating, with numerous households in the drought-ridden Somali regional state already experiencing severe food insecurity. Likewise in Kenya, although the situation is not as dire, insufficient March to May rainfall has left people living in the country's arid and semi-arid regions at risk of crisis-level food insecurity in the near future. In 2011, the Horn of Africa suffered one of the worst droughts on record. The next few years saw subpar rainfall, which means that the hardest-hit regions did not have the chance to recover, either for growing grain or replenishing pasturage. Then came the 2015-2016 season and the abnormally warm El Niño phase of the global weather pattern. As a result, the most fragile regions in the arid Horn of Africa once again saw the deterioration of agricultural and livestock production, rising food prices, and a future wrought with hunger, malnutrition, and resulting diseases. Today, 7.8 million Ethiopians are suffering acute food insecurity, as are 2.6 million Kenyans. That is why the United States announced in early August that it will deliver more than $169 million worth of humanitarian aid for Ethiopia and Kenya. In doing so, the United States is scaling up emergency food assistance. The funds will provide such necessities as specialized nutrition supplies to treat malnourished children, safe drinking water, and essential health services. In Ethiopia, this assistance will provide food aid for about 3 million people. In addition to aid for Kenyans affected by the drought, the United States is also providing support for refugees in Kenya who have fled drought and conflict in their own countries. It is not a famine, but it is rising up to the levels of getting close to famine, said Matt Nims, acting director of Food for Peace at the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID. That is why we want to act now, so that we're not into that stage.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Are you about to have a baby? Do you know that malaria is especially risky for expectant mothers and their babies? But there are some steps you can take to help protect yourself and your baby from mosquitoes that carry malaria. Sleep under insecticide-treated bed net. Avoid going out at times when mosquitoes feed, like after sunset or early in the mornings. Eliminate all standing water around your home to prevent mosquitoes from feeding there. Talk to your healthcare provider about preventive treatment available to protect you and your baby from malaria.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hey there, this is Shauna Renee, the lady DJ and host of Soul Lounge. Every Sunday at 1400 UTC, I choose an artist that you and I love, and we break down their entire career while listening to their biggest hits. That's what we do here on the Soul Lounge. Once again, every Sunday, 1400 UTC, right here.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, we'll discuss why ailing African leaders often travel abroad for their medical care. Should this be an acceptable practice? We'll delve into the issue on Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm Linor Moudou. Please join me live every Tuesday at 17:30 UTC in VOA's health program, Health Chat. Hear from doctors, nurses, international experts discussing the health issues of your concern. Health Chat puts listeners directly in touch with medical professionals. You can talk to them live for free or email your questions. Health Chat brings the medical professionals to your home.